We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mr. Skin is on the hotline right now. Just this morning released the 22nd annual winners of the Anatomy Awards.
Well, every year, of course, about this time, they announce
the Academy Awards. Right. And this year, especially, a bunch of films that you do not know. So please go to Mr. Skin and check out the nudity.
And this is the 22nd. Is this... But he's been around longer than 22 years.
Yeah, well, he started in the 80s, back in the day when we all did, when VHS and everything was on par with finding out what every nude scene from Phoebe Cates on, what it was.
Well, he started when the internet started. He was one of the first websites I ever remember, ever. I think ever really looking at. I mean, I'm trying to think of anything that I remember prior to MrSkin.com becoming this website.
Armed only with a VCR and cable TV, our next guest spent his youth amassing the world's largest collection of nudity in film. And since 1999, he has become the internet's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, with over 10 million people visiting his website monthly at MrSkin.com. And today, he's here to talk about his 22nd annual Anatomy Awards. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, the man known as Mr. Skin, Jim McBride.
Mr. Skin, how are you?
Hey, Johnny, how's it going, man?
Good, man. What year did you start up?
August 10th of 1999, and I had my first Anatomy Awards in March of 2000. So this is my 22nd annual. We just launched it today at MrSkin.com. And, you know, normally when I've done these in the past on your show, it would be like late February or early March when the Oscars are, because we always piggyback the Oscars. But the 93rd Academy Awards are this Sunday, believe it or not, on ABC. So we pushed the Anatomy Awards out this year.
Now, you guys, and some of these we've seen, Ammonite. That's a movie I've not seen. But God damn, is it so hot in that with Kate Winslet. And
yeah, well, let me tell you what makes this such an amazing scene. And this, by the way, for our Anatomy Awards, won the best lesbian scene of the year, is because Saoirse Ronan, who is a four-time Academy Award nominee for Brooklyn, Lady Bird, Little Women. She's been nominated four times. She's an A-list actress. Of course, Kate Winslet is an A-list actress. They have a sex scene at the hour and 23-minute mark that if you watch the clip, you'll think you accidentally stumbled upon a porn site. I mean, it's that graphic. And to see two A-list actresses do a scene like that, it's really wild. I mean, you'll occasionally see an A-list actress and maybe a B or a C-list actress, but rarely do you see two A-list actresses do a scene like this.
Well, and because it's face-sitting. In porn, it would be known as face-sitting. Like, it starts, and as long as you don't have any makeup on and you're in a pilgrim-style bed, apparently it's art and not pornography.
Right, exactly. And you know what, listen, this movie did get good reviews. Kate Winslet plays a paleontologist in the 1840s, and but like I said, it just blew my mind when I saw this because of how big both of these actresses are.
Now, so that best nude selfie this year went to Normal People?
Yeah, well, this is a new thing. When I first started my Anatomy Awards, there wasn't such a thing as a nude selfie, but this is a thing now. And there's a really popular television show called Normal People from Hulu. It was an Irish series brought over here. Ended up getting nominated for four Emmys. lead, Daisy Edgar Jones, was nominated for a Golden Globe. And in this sixth episode of the first season, she's completely nude and does a selfie. And that won our Best Nude Selfie. But I got to tell you about this show. What people loved about it is it's called Normal People, but what they loved about it is they felt like they were watching normal people. It felt like these are real people we're following here. It didn't feel contrived. It didn't feel like, you know, this is something that Hollywood decided how people would be in a relationship. It really felt real. And it was a great show, and I'm looking forward to the next season.
Well, I'll tell you, best breast, though, Beatrice Barrichello. I don't know that I've ever seen that actress before, but God dang, is that those? You're right. There's no choice to choose her for that movie.
Yeah, you know, best breast is always, as you guys know, there's probably stiff competition for that. But there's a show on HBO called We Are Who We Are with Chloe Sevigny, who's gets based U.S. military base in Italy, and she's raising kids. It's kind of a coming of age drama where her teenage kids go out and party with all these Italian kids, and one of them's Beatrice, and in the fourth episode she has a topless scene. And as you can imagine, we saw a lot of breasts in 2020, but this scene and those in particular we voted the best, so I don't think anyone will be disappointed when they check it out.
New category, if you're just joining the show, MrSkin.com is with us. Largest online database of nudity in cinema, television, now with the digital platform, everything's wide open, but this has to be 2021. It's the best burning bush. It's literally pubic hair fire.
Well, yes, very biblical, but one of the great things, Johnny, that I love about the Anatomy Awards is we're able to curate content from all over the world. We go through every movie, not only in the United States, but all over the world, finding these wild and crazy scenes. Well, for this in particular, Best Burning Bush, it's Amy Molloy in a movie called Animals, which is a comedy drama from Australia. And these girls are in a bar doing shots and having a great time. Amy strips off her clothes, gets a little drunk, decides to go up on the bar, and she's crawling on the bar and doesn't realize there's a candle under her, and it causes a fire down below, if you will, and it won our Best Burning Bush. I've never seen this in 22 years of doing the Anatomy Awards, and I just was so happy to share this with people because it was such a crazy scene.
Hey, what about Best Trans Nudity, which, another 2021?
Yeah, it's Lola Rodriguez in a movie called Veneno, and it's an HBO. It was an HBO biographical miniseries about a famous trans woman named Christina Ortiz Rodriguez. And we're seeing more of this now, like Hunter Schafer in Euphoria is a good example. Trace Lizette from the movie Hustlers with J Lo. But yeah, she was male at birth, identifies as a woman, did a topless scene, and that won our best trans nudity, and that was pretty cool.
The best trans nudity, though, the first one we ever saw was it was a huge movie in the 90s. Remember, that was the big ending.
Crying Game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. That was a different. That wouldn't make our Anatomy Awards. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's a legendary scene.
That's the your balls are showing category. and I don't know. Until today, I'd never heard of mukbang. I've heard of gangbang. You know, I've heard of bukkake. I've heard of splashing. But I've never heard of mukbang.
I'm with you because I was the same way. But my my crack staff was very familiar with it, and I guess it's a Korean term originally, which it has to do with, like, it's very popular in Asian countries where, like, they'll do these eating shows where someone will be eating a ton of food, but they'll interact with or broadcast while they're eating, right? And it's, for some reason, it's a weird fetish, but it's called mukbang. Well, in Perry Mason, which was an HBO show that debuted on June 21st of 2020, first episode, Matthew Reese plays Perry Mason. Madeline Zima, who's better known as the daughter in The Nanny, remember with Fran Drescher, she's all grown up. She's having sex with this guy, and there's all this food and pies and desserts all over her body while they're having sex.
Yeah.
So we call it the best mukbang because it's basically what it is. But again, a very weird and crazy moment in nudity that we wanted to share with the Anatomy Awards.
Well, not to mention the fact that it's on the table. It's a Korean fella, and you can't see her face very clearly. Great body, and she just takes a whole handful of cupcake and smashes it on her squish mitten, and you hear him just go, and just go after it.
It's really crazy. It's a wild scene. Yeah, and it's like I learned a new word too. So I'm with you. I wasn't really familiar with mukbang. It's not my thing, but it's definitely a thing, and it's one of our awards this year.
Yeah, and to that end, also the tentacle thing. Before we wrap it up,
go ahead.
I didn't realize this was such a thing until I started seeing vibrators and dildos we were giving away on Adult Toy Prices Right that would come out shaped as tentacles, and I had no idea that there were any women. That and the other one was I was shocked by a dragon's penis. Side note, but
oh my god, yeah,
yeah. These are the new shapes of vibrators and new cosplay stuff.
Yeah, it's weird. There's a whole world out there that I'm not too much a part of, but I never. I'm always all for whatever turns you on. But this category, the best fuzzy tentacle sex, was from Lovecraft Country, an HBO sci-fi horror show, and. Jamie Chung and Jonathan Majors are having a sex scene. Normal, beautiful, you know, they both look great, having a normal sex scene. All of a sudden, these, like, tentacles come shooting out of her eyes and nose and ears, and they connect into his body, and it's the weirdest thing. I'm telling you, you got to watch the clip of this, because you've never seen, obviously it was done with CGI, because it was like, but it was just so wild. But that won an award, another one of the crazy wild things we saw in 2020.
Dude, and it covers everything. Hottest mask nudity, you know, hey, COVID. Public nudity, skin achievement, lifetime skin achievement, Demi Moore, of course.
Yeah, you know, Demi Moore, we do every year a lifetime skin achievement award, and what we take is an A-list actress who is probably, if she's good to do any more nudity, she's probably not, but if she does, you know, we'd love her to do it, but probably won't. And it's kind of celebrating a great career of an A-list actress who's done a lot of nudity, and Demi Moore is a great example. I mean, Striptease, Blame It on Rio, About Last Night. She's had an incredible career as a huge star, but also not afraid to do great nudity, and we honored her with the Lifetime Skin Achievement Award this year.
Mr. Skin, 22nd Annual Anatomy Awards. Go to MrSkin.com. By the way, who did Best Merkin go to? I didn't get to that.
Oh, my God, that was great. It's Alison Brie from a movie called Horse Girl. You remember her as Annie from NBC's Community, and she plays an awkward woman who works at a craft store, and in the in the movie at the hour and 8 minute mark, she walks through the craft store completely nude while wearing a merkin, and it's a pretty wild scene.
For those
if
you don't
know what a merkin is, it's a pubic wig, so yes. It's pretty crazy.
Mr. Skin, always good to hear your voice. As always, there's no greater database for pubic hair, for butt burgers, for tentacle sex, for bush burning, for muck banging. Every single different genre of sex, and even mask nudity now because of COVID.
Yep. And we had to throw that in because it's the new thing. And if a girl's nude with a mask on, we wanted to give it an honorary award this year. So, but yeah, well, thanks again for having me on to share this, because I'm proud of the work my staff did for this. So.
Awesome. Hey there. Hold on. Mr. Skin, everybody.